This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. One key to growing in our walk with God is to learn from each experience we have. Paul didn't want to take Mark on the second missionary journey because he deserted them on the first trip. Barnabas wanted to give him another chance. He saw potential in him. He felt this strongly enough that he chose to take Mark under his mentoring care to Cyprus. Paul chose Silas to join him in following up the churches planted on their first trip. Paul respected Barnabas. Soon he reconsidered the wisdom of reproducing yourself in the work to which God calls you. Not everyone is ready for the demanding work of opening up unreached territory for Christ, but new recruits need to start somewhere. They didn't have the training bases yet, so the options for discipling new recruits were limited. After Silas, a seasoned servant of God, joined Paul, they started their work in Derbe and then went on to Lystra. There they found a young man who came to Christ on Paul's first trip. He had grown and matured in the faith and was highly thought of by the brethren there. Paul also saw his potential and recruited him to join the team. Soon they were visiting the other churches that had been planted. In checking the record, it appears Paul nurtured Timothy for leadership, but at a pace Timothy could take. At first, he merely observed. Then he probably was given opportunity to share his testimony. Soon he began to share in the teaching. As need arose, he was sent on assignments alone. Barnabas's spirit and strategy is evident in Paul's mentoring of Timothy, a lesson well learned by Paul.